the profit I made from selling those bottles, I just reinvested again into manufacturing.
I want to create solutions which help people.
Be this person I want to be in the future. I have to follow this path.
Seeing their lifestyle, you know, the type of lifestyle that I want.
Africa's Dying Canvas. Paint your dreams.
Welcome to today's episode. Today I'm joined by Duncan, the founder of Mr. Neat. How are you doing, Duncan?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
How's your week been, Duncan?
Yeah, my week has been amazing. Let's say a bit stressful, but it's been quite amazing and productive as well.
That's very nice. That's very interesting. What was happening this week that made you feel productive?
Yes, we've just been focusing on producing more of product and selling to the market and then backing on our farm journey. I think we are really having a good improvement on our farm and also interacting with other entrepreneurs from other African countries. It's made the week very, very productive and successful as well. Yeah.
That is amazing. That is amazing. That's some good progress. Is this something you can see the results are finally coming out after all the years of hard work? So Duncan, can you just tell us about yourself? Who is Duncan besides being the founder of Mr. Neat?
Duncan is an amazing person, put it that way. I love to have a lot of fun and also develop new things as well in terms of internship. So I am currently embarking on entrepreneurial journey one program where we train startup entrepreneurs on how to develop sustainable ventures. And Duncan love to watch videos a lot. I love watching videos to just have fun after a long work, and I love to listen to reggae music as well. And one thing that can focus on the entrepreneurial journey is the fact that we do have people who did not have training in terms of academic. They are quite illiterate, and these guys do have a lot of talent. So Duncan is looking forward to create something beautiful for these guys and how best we can help them. So that Duncan is, that's how best we can do that. Yeah.
Wow, you're giving back to the community. I think that is something that's truly amazing. You've seen the success of this entrepreneurship journey, and now you're giving back to the community so people can also learn and also better themselves and also feel the success you're feeling. And in general, like you said, Duncan is just an amazing person. And I feel like with that, with what you just said, that just brings everything to full circle. So can you just tell us about your background? Where did you grow up and how was it growing up?
Yes, I grew up in Ghana at a place we call the capital city of Ghana, which is Accra, in a town called Amasa. Yeah, so that's where I grew up. I grew up with my mom and dad, but I stayed with my mom much as compared to, and then we are a family of five. And I attended my primary school education, including my senior high school in Thomas Aquinas. It is one of, it's a day senior high school in Ghana. And I did my university education in Kwame University of Science and Technology, where I studied biochemistry. So that's a bit of my background. And I diverted from the science field into the entrepreneurial field. I had entrepreneurial training from Jim Leach MasterCard Foundation, which is offered by University Dunning Deshpande Queen's Innovation Center. So that is where I did finalize my entrepreneurial work. But throughout my schooling, it's always been science. In high school, I've been a general science student, and I went to the university as a biochemist, and I just came out as an entrepreneur.
From biochemistry to being an entrepreneur, but I see that you didn't leave your biochemistry roots too far behind, especially with what you're currently doing.
Exactly.
So in terms of, like, you know, the biochemistry, then entrepreneurship, how did then Mr. Neat come upon? I feel like it's a bit more closer to your science background. So can you just tell us the how Mr. Neat started out as an idea and you brought it into what it is?
That's a very good question. It's a long story, but I'm going to cut it. I am very short. Neat actually was initially, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. It's not, as people kept telling me, my parents kept saying that, but I didn't believe in that field until I got to the university. In the university, I knew I wanted to start developing something because in the next 4 years, I'm going to be next after that. So I started embarking on entrepreneurial journeys. I started looking for entrepreneurship programs until I met around 10 year, getting to 3rd year, which was the Gym Lead program. I enrolled on, Mr. Need was not available. There was nothing like Mr. Need in my head. So I had to find a problem to solve. So I started, that was program I am back, had to find a problem to solve. I started looking out for problems. And the first thing that came in mind was, I really want to laugh cars, but the first thing I realized, I've been hearing most drivers complain about, was using washing powder. Down here, that's what we do. We use washing powder to wash cars, and it keeps fading as time goes on. So I just sat down, what can we do to help these guys? So I just needed to go into a bit of research to develop products for these people as well. So after developing this car product, I wanted it to be in a way that nothing will go waste. You know how manufacturing is done in most parts of the world. After manufacturing, we have any form of waste, we bring it back into the environment. Again, you do have tunnels that they just release everything back. It goes into our water body system. So I really made chemical waste. I did not want these guys to go waste. So I had to sit down with a couple of mentors and coaches in the program I was in, and I was able to merge everything after a series of experiments. And, you know, you try and it will work at a point in time. It wouldn't work, called R&D. So I finally came up with a cycle where I can still use my chemical waste I make. I recycled into cleaning detergents to use to embark on detailing services for people and any other form of cleaning. So when that thing also came up, I knew I was going to some form of organic waste and plastic waste as well. So since aim is not to adapt to whatever is in the environment already, I had to still find means to go about making use of the same organic and plastic waste as well. So I came up with a solution of making use of organic waste for agriculture. So I can just process, as a biochemist, I can process it, the organic aspect, into organic fertilizer, which I can use to farm farming. So just came up the farming aspect, which is a taro. And with the plastics, I do sell the plastics to recycling people. So Mr. Needles is making use of everything they generate. And now the farming has been splitted into Sterling Farm, which we are going to use the organic aspect of the waste we generate as fertilizer for our farm. So, but one thing is that we cannot generate a lot of organic waste from processes. We partner with food vendors and homes and institutions to also give us the waste they make, instead of just dumping it to pollute them. And we just go with our crates and dustbins to them, so they just leave the banana peels, the orange peels, the food aspect they make, we just add them, and then we just bring it back to our yard. We process it into organic fertilizer, and we use it to farm taro. Yeah, so the major aspect of Mr. Neat is the car aspect and the taro aspect, which is agriculture. But the plastics and the gaspets are just the minor. That's how we get the tabs to keep the cycle running. Yeah, so that's how Mr. Nick came up. So I did not have initial funding to start this whole process. You know, I was a student, and my parents wanted me to fund education before anything else, because, you know, I could lose focus and start. But I really wanted to start with Destin at this project. I really wanted to start. So I graduated from the entrepreneurial program I was in, the Gym Lead MasterCard program, and I got a stipend of $500, which started off from there. So I manufactured one product, Mr. Needs Money. Manufactured one product, was the car wash product. So I remember getting 100 bottles, around 100 bottles, was it 100? I've forgotten the exact figure, but I got a number of bottles and soak those bottles. After lectures, I just go to car parks and traffic jams. I see them because I know I've been walking to institutions. I'm not getting funding. You know how it is, because it was just an idea. And I know this idea can come into reality and be some great in the future. I just bought to institutions. I was still not getting support. So the first I got was in the form of stipend from the Jim Lee MasterCard Foundation. And I just used that to manufacture a couple of products. So I sold the product after lecture. I was still in school by then. I remember I was in second year going to third year. So I just sold them. And the profit I made from selling those bottles, I just reinvested again into manufacturing. So I kept doing that until I was able to generate enough funds, which we based on that as Mr. Need to buy to launch more product lines. By the end of it all, we were able to generate about 9 product lines. And yeah, 9 product lines to be precise. So with 9 product lines, we kept selling them. So at that point, I realized I was in school and I was doing Mr. Need as part-time. After lectures, I just go to traffic jams and sell that to raise funds. So I did that and employed 3 people, including a disabled person. I just employed them to do the marketing for me on Mr. Needs, whilst I'm also focusing on school and doing the math as well. So that generated enough funds. So we just based on total funds we generated to purchase materials. I hope you are following the so it started with a thing which was able to produce about 40 bottles. Yeah, I remember 40 bottles of cash shampoo. I saw that reinvested the product profits to launch 9 product more. Then we just reinvested in into getting 3 employees, which we just summarized. We just summed all our profits into getting machineries to start car washing, detailing products, detail with our own products. So we kept doing the detailing and generated enough funds as well. And we reinvested back into purchasing a piece of land to start farming our taro. So that's where the taro farm came in. So we started executing each part of the need cycle. We call it a need cycle, but the companies are split in a way. So that's how we started. So we just reinvested in farming, and now we have the farming, we've expanded the farming, and we kept that until we were able to purchase a piece of land as well to start with our detailing product. So it all started from one point, and then we jumped to the other and to the next. And now Mr. Needs is Mr. Needs. Today, we are still growing. We've not gotten to where we want to get to. We've been able to split our taro farm into Sterling Farm, so we are still growing. So initially, it was just an idea towards institutions. We're not getting support because it was an idea until we got a stipend. We based on that to grow. And one funny thing is that I completed a university and had my company already set up. So in Ghana, we have something we call national service. Once you graduate, you have to serve the nation in either a private company or a public company for a year. So since my company was already set, I did my national service in my own company as well. So yeah, that's how the Mr. Nidani has been. I know it's a long story, but I had to try to have it short as possible.
Thank you for explaining that very clearly. It was a long story, but I think I got, and I think the people who are listening also got the most of the story, like especially how a small idea turned out to being a whole entire cycle now. Like you said, that started with just one idea. Then you started building upon and upon and upon until you have a whole entire cycle. You sent me a whole entire picture of what your cycle looks like, from manufacturing to recycling to cleaning to segments to organic manure, and then finally to agriculture, and the cycle repeats itself. And I feel like you have really done it. You have really solidified yourself in terms of positioning and widening your scope in terms of movement. Because as you can see that everything is feeding to the next one and everything is winning in that cycle. So as you talked about your story, I saw that your main focus there was recycling and reducing as much waste as possible when you're thinking about Mr. Neat. It was more about how can we reduce the waste? How can we recycle most of these products? And I think that was a good initiative, because now we got this safer environment now that you know that your products are not really contributing to the damaging of the planet, which I really give you applause for, because not a lot of people think about that when they're doing their designs and all the ideas. They just say, I want to make my money quickly and stuff like that. Now, I would like you to talk more about, you know, when you applied for the MasterCard Foundation or just applying for all those programs, how was it for you? What kind of tips can you give to people who are also like you as an entrepreneur, but they also want to, you know, get the funding from these foundations and these programs that you are available there? How was your experience? What did you learn from it? And what do you think you could have done better?
Yes, I always give applause to the Village Master Foundation program. It is a program which was on African entrepreneur, recent graduates, and African entrepreneurs, entrepreneurial training for at a free cost. You don't pay anything, and it's online. So I remember seeing that program online. Actually, I was need to give up on Mr. Needs. I really do remember that because I had worked at just the office from institution. They were writing to, I remember receiving a letter from one minister, which was forwarded to the agency to support. But that was still an idea. And I really understand that because if you are working on an idea and you've not started working on it, people would be afraid to actually support. I really understand. So I remember nearly to give up, and I just found the Gymnage program pop up. And I was like, okay, let me just try this for the time. And I did try. I went through the entrepreneurial journey. So it is a program that trains to be an entrepreneur. Problems. And that training, I would say, really helped me to merge Mr. Need from scratch. I hope you get it. So it is a program that is open. It is run every year. It's run here. It is open. Get around November. You do the application. You just enroll on the program. You start from Explore to Ignite. It's an 8 program. Okay. You start from Explore to Ignite and finally Launch. When you get to the launch phase, it involves a lot of teaching. When you get to the launch, you just give you stipend to. After graduation, yeah, we give you stipend and you take it from there. And we have a final competition. If you go to the pitch competition, the final one, which I did not make it to the pitch competition, but I based stipend to grow Mr. Neat to where it is now. And I'll give to my team as well. We have a good team of employees. They are very dedicated. So you get in our pitch competition to win amazing prizes, more funding, and other support. I would really encourage other entrepreneurs who didn't know where to start from. I did not really know where to start from. Check out these programs, the MasterCard Foundation program. You can follow DDQIC on, it's called Dunedin Deshpande Queen's Innovation Center. Follow us on Instagram, anywhere. So once the Gymnage program is available, you just do the application. You should be an African entrepreneur, to be precise. Join on to the application. And you go through a series of trainings. It will build you up as an entrepreneur. You'll start knowing where from and how to develop from. I hope you get bent. If you make a land stage, you get some funding to start your project out. Yeah. So I would really encourage every one of us to look at that program and enroll on. I believe it's going to help and impact a lot of entrepreneurs as it did for me.
It definitely helped you in a way. I can see that. I can tell that from what you're saying. You're a very young man from your entire story, and going through that entire MasterCard Foundation really was a shortcut in life. Instead of you waiting 10 years to experience all the failures of being an entrepreneur, the hardships, the MasterCard Foundation, cut that in half, it made it way faster that you were able to gain skills that you would have learned the long way. So it's really something I was supporting, that like people should really apply for these things, because it really helps having a bit of guidance in this role of entrepreneurship. Because if you fail, if you don't find a bit of guidance, you're going to take the long way around it. And it's going to be painful then when you just have someone who's right there to help you along. And of course, getting some money in it also helps you, increase the production or increase the revenue or increase the whatever you're doing, the money you need for your journey or for your product, for whatever you're doing to come to fruition. Then for most of your story, you're talking about being in school whilst you're starting Mr. Neat. How was that school work life balance with you? You had school, also at the business. How were you balancing those two things?
Yes, that's a very good question. It requires a lot of multitasking. And to be an entrepreneur, you need to be a great multitasker as well. So it is a journey ahead that I have to take on to myself and develop some skills as well to be able to meet them. So I was able to merge them. It was quite difficult because sometimes you'd be frustrated. you did not make it to the stage. There will be some failures along the line, which will be heartbreaking. And, mid-semester examination is coming. Final year examination, so you kind of have to put yourself then and learn towards everything that prepare for every assignment. So merging the two was not so easy, but it was so easy for me in a way that I'm a kind of person. Initially, I said, brag, I was incredible that I really don't focus on what is happening around me, the peace and the heartbreaks, or not making it to this entrepreneurial stage or that. I really don't focus on that. I focus on what is ahead and hoping for more good things to come. So that really did help me. Though sometimes you'll be going through your studies and something will pop up in your brain that, what if I want this funding? What if I get this funding? I think Mr. Neith can grow this way. I think I need it. It happens that way. Imagining stuff. So what focusing did help, and two, multitasking did help. I did not focus much on the difficult journey. I focused on what is ahead, the possibility of the entrepreneurship I'm trying to embark on being so for me, and the multitasking also really did. So right after, just as I said, purchase, I go sell my products, back to the library, I go to my hostel, watch some movies, get some food to eat. And so that's multitasking, right? So the multitasking helped. I was not focusing on what was happening, that I'm moving to institutions for help, and I was not getting, I should be heartbroken and not be able to focus on my books as well, but I was focusing on that. I was focusing on the failure aspect. I was really focused on what is ahead, the focus, and the multitasking.
Those are some wise words. I think the key takeaway from that way into, I think you're talking about, was having your focus. Having your focus just keeps you zoned in on what's very important. You had a business to run, you had school to do, so you knew your focus. When it was time for business, you knew what you're focusing as a business. And when it was time for school, you knew what you were focusing is time for school. And of course, the multitasking and trying to balance, of course, things like time management, consistency, and discipline do come into the equation. But all of these things only fall after having a serious focus, like you mentioned over and over again. It was mostly about having the focus to know what you're supposed to do, not to worry about these other external things. Like you said, you don't want to worry, if I win this amount. No, of course, if you win that amount is good, but that's not the main focus here. The main focus is that Mr. Neat gets there. Then, and maybe in school, it was maybe, I need to do this. This is not working out. But the main focus, I need to just pass my university and move on with life. Then now, I also want to talk more about Mr. Neat. How was your marketing for it? It's a new product on the market. It's doing cleaning. There are a lot of detergents in the world, How was it, breaking into the market with your product, so people can actually start buying in, start supporting it, becoming regular customers of the product?
Yes, being a new product and getting into the market, quite difficult, especially not having a strong publicity. You can't invest the little fund you have into publicity, because if you do that, you wouldn't be able to invest into manufacturing, because it's a startup and you have limited resources, limited funding. So you just need to be the publicity yourself. So it's difficult from the start. But I think the hard work really helped a lot. We go to the field to do the marketing. We get people buying from there. Yeah. So being a new product was quite difficult into the market. People also don't know what it is. They don't know what car, because they do know I wash my car with my washing powder. Most people, the effect that I do have on their cars. So initially it was difficult, but as of now, it is so much easy that people have got to, a few people, not that much, have got to know what our products will do for them. And we just need to still work hard. Publicity, we need to invest in publicity and everything. So initially it was difficult, but as now, it is very, very, very good as we speak.
Starting is always difficult. It's always difficult being the young kid on the block who's pushing their products into the market. Most people, like you said, when you're washing a car or washing someone's car, they don't care what you're using to wash the car. All they care that their car is washed. There's no like, oh, what is this? But as time goes on, and as long as you, like you're saying, marketing more and being a bit more public about the things, people do get to engage with you and all find out the benefits of why they should use Mr. Neat until it becomes something they even go to the extent of recommending to their friends and family. So that is something, thank you for saying all those things about, it's very difficult. It's not going to be easy to get into the market, like you said, but as time goes by, it does get better with time. Then again, we're talking about Mr. Neat, a young man in school, trying to balance business and school, goes out of his way to hire people. How was that now, like hiring people? Was he also in school? Were the people older than you? Were they younger than you? What was it like for you to have a small team of yours to be managing? Was he is to someone who's young?
The funniest part of it was I forgot to notice that I was actually operating in my room. I was doing my bedroom, so I had to sleep on the floor at the time. And you know the pungent smells of most of the raw materials wouldn't help you sleep, and it's like you won't be comfortable in the room. So I was actually doing the manufacturing in my room, and yes, the people were older than me, you know, but it was in a way that I did not actually get, I was not worried about that they being older than me. My focus was on getting the impact. So, but the funniest part is they cannot come to my room to purchase the product. So I was actually using an open place. I'll just come to the with the product. They will meet at a very beautiful place. It's a coffee shop and a restaurant. Not it, but I just come to it and tell them, we don't have a manufacturing site yet. So this is where I'll see you with the product. Go come to my room to check everything out. So you just meet them up there. And most of them, you know, when you enroll some people, they will really want to see your physical shop. They want to see the place, and that will make them happy and stuff. But all I had were my product and a t-shirt and a cap. So I had to use these vantage points, these landmarks as my place, this product, the place you acquire the product. So that's... Initially, it was quite difficult. I had an NGO. We are setting up a physical store and to be able to overcome these. And also, we have our detailing centers almost completed. And, you know, one thing about this amazing team was that they really just looked down on me that this guy is so young, are you controlling me? No, they really did not. That was the surprising part of it. They really did not look on that. And they were always expected to sell the product because they also got enough profit from it. And you in lectures, at lectures, or you can call that, hello, Dan. So I have to move. You know, where I was from, Jenny, sometimes I go, I don't come and pre product and go back to school. If today people stop their work, you know, as a founder, as a leader, I also go to the field and sell. And if they don't make so sometimes I encourage to just keep and give them strategy how to go about it. Initially, they did not look down on me with my age, and I did not have a physical place, but they were also loving the fact that their focus was just getting the product to sell, to make some money out of it.
That is truly amazing. Not a lot of people are like you. Like when you hire someone, they're not afraid of, oh, this order that mean, but for you, you knew, like you said before, the focus, you focused on what the growth of the business, like for me to grow as a business, I need to hire people. And the people who also came to you, I think they had the same mindset, like Mr. Neat is too something small and we need to grow bigger. So for me to also benefit maybe from salaries and better way payments, is this company is succeeding, they're also willing to put in the work. And I think you guys were in sync. That's why it was so smooth sailing. I know, of course, there are the difficult moments and stuff like that where there may be arisements and stuff. But I think in general, you guys were the same in goal at the end of the day. So Duncan, Nay, we want to now talk about something a bit more into the entrepreneurial role as we come to a close of the podcast. So Duncan, can you just tell us about entrepreneurship, the type of mindset it requires? Because this is more, we're looking for more of like advice to fellow Africans who also want to start something of their own. It might not be exactly something like Mr. Neat, but something of their own. What type of mindset or what type of lessons did you learn that you can impact on those people?
Okay. So initially, as an entrepreneur, therefore, you need to be ready to meet times of failures and times of success. You know, the people ahead of us, people started the Elon, the Max, they all started from a point, Amazon and stuff, they all had challenges. And as an entrepreneur, you should be ready to face the challenges. And the first thing that will make you be able to face these challenges is being resourceful. Okay, you need to have the problem-solving mindset. You need to have solutions. You need to be a great lead entrepreneur. You need to work as a team. You need to develop, do everything as a team, do away with the bossy aspects and as a leader. Leaders go together and they take advice from people. So as an entrepreneur, you need to get a mentor and coach. So that would really help develop your entrepreneurial mindset. Secondly, you really need to have a multitask ability. You need to be versatile and flexible. You should be able to adapt to change, get critics, whether positive or negative, implement them if possible. If it helps you, then yes, you can do away with it and keep proceeding. You need to have the first point seem like focus, that you really do need to focus. You need to subtract distraction from your focus to be able to succeed. And remember, the journey is not going to be easy, but you really need to have the spirit of not giving up. Only if you believe in it, know it to work, it's going to be difficult, but the first step is always difficult. As time goes on, everything is going to be easy as you proceed. Yeah. So these are a few tips I'll give to entrepreneurs out there. First, you focus. Secondly, you be a leader, a team player. You be resourceful. You have to be visionary, versatile, flexible as well. All these together will really help you proceed, be a successful entrepreneur.
Thank you for those wise words, impactful words, and tips that you've given out. I think a lot of people can take a lot from them. Problem-solving mindset, don't give up, keep on putting in the work, and all of these things are some of the things entrepreneur needs to have. And of course, having a mentor and finding people to follow and no look up to is definitely amazing. So one of our last questions here before we get into the end is on Mr. Neat branding. It's written Mr. Neat, the guardian angel. Why the guardian angel?
Okay, so the guardian angel because we are guarding the environment as ours to make not add up to what, you know, circular economy. We want to use everything we generate in a way that we won't add up to whatever is in the system. And it's only, let's say, somewhere with that positive mindset. So that's our value position. We are guarding your cars, we garden the bodies, we are protecting environments and also give you food at the end. I hope you get a cycle, gives you something useful. The means of mistakes start with the product aspect and straight into the agriculture aspect where we give you something to eat, food to eat, and we make sure our processes don't add up to problems the environment is already facing. You know, if the environment is supposed to speak, it will be telling you that, hey, I'm going through a lot. Can you guys reduce what you are bringing to me? And you can't speak and we can see from its reaction. So we are guarding it to make sure that we don't add up. That's why we came up with that value proposition as the guardian angel. Yeah. So the guardian angel is mainly meant for the environment and at the end, giving the people something to eat as well. Yes, I maybe I can talk about colors as well, the brown and the green. The brown symbolizes the end, the green is for nature, leaves and everything is green. So yeah, the brown in our color is for the earth, the green is for nature. And the value proposition being the guardian angel means we are really, really focusing on the environment and the people at large.
Truly, Mr. Neat is the guardian angel. You're always looking out for the earth, even the logo itself, the colors, everything means something. And it's truly, I'm truly happy to see you guys doing what you're doing. It's truly amazing, inspirational, and motivational that someone who was just in university decided to take a leap of faith and just jump on this journey of entrepreneurship to be where you are today. That I can see that Mr. Neat is doing well, and you guys are yet to expand. As you said, that there's two more to grow. So can you just give us your social so people can come in contact to you? Maybe they want to talk to you, get some mentoring, find more about Mr. Neat. Where can they find you?
Yes. Okay. So for my personal contact, I am only level on LinkedIn as Duncan and Samuel. You can find me on LinkedIn. But with Mr. Neat social media handles, Instagram, we don't have a website yet. We're still developing. So we are on Instagram as Mr. Neat Company is together, Mr. Neat Company. Twitter has the same handle, Instagram, Twitter, and yeah, Twitter and Instagram is Mr. Neat Company, and LinkedIn is Mr. Neat. You just have Mr. Neat, you see a logo, as well as Facebook is Mr. Neat. I think those are the few social media handles we have. TikTok, yeah, TikTok as well as Mr. Neat Company. So we are everywhere, including Telegram. Telegram too, we are there as Mr. Neat. Just type Mr. Neat in color letters. You find our Telegram group. You can join some update, give up there. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp number +233 552 9046. In case you want to send me an email as well, you can send it through Mr. Neat Company at gmail.com and it will be directed.
Once again, thank you, Duncan, for being with us on today's podcast. Thank you for taking out of your time. It was our pleasure hearing your story, hearing some tips about entrepreneurship, about to balance school and business. Thank you for being on the podcast. We wish you all the best. Wish you more success.
Thank you so much as well, and all the best to you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Make sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Africa's Blank Canvas Podcast, so you're always up to date with the latest news. Don't forget to share. That's the only way we grow.